the recent weeks, I've come across two issues of gender, sexual and gender-based violence against young girls. 3 weeks ago, a young girl, aged 16 years, was admitted in Meridi State Hospital because she was pregnant. And the pregnancy came out as a result of unintended pregnancy. And the person who defiled her was a man married. This girl is an epileptic girl and dropped out of school because of epilepsy. But because the parents left her alone at home, this man got the chance to drag her into a forest and raped her. And the result was pregnancy. And when she got pregnant, the man never gave a hand because the man had nothing to pay for the parents. Until the time when she was admitted in Meridi State Hospital, that's when I came in contact with the girl and the mother. And the mother was the one who was taking care of the girl. Because the girl was young, was not yet well developed to produce, she got pregnant, and the outcome of the pregnancy was cesarean section. Unfortunately, after the cesar, she lost the baby. That is one. The second case is also recent, 3 weeks ago, where a young girl of 14 years was again defiled by 7 men. And this girl is found around Hyderabad in Meridi town. These 7 men who raped the girl were arrested. They were taken to court. However, 2 are still being detained. What was done for this girl was to take her for HIV testing, which was done.
What sort of interventions are needed now?
One of the interventions is information. Creating awareness in the communities, in the families, in schools, in churches, all over the media, that women have a right to say no to sex, and women have to be respected. A girl is not yet mature when it's not yet 18 to 20 years. And by nature, young girls are weak when they are forced into sex by men who are strong. They have no voice. I'm sure there are many who are suffering like that. Are we just going to let it go like that? Secondly, there's need to create awareness among the community, the parents also in schools, on avoiding harmful traditional practices. Harmful traditional practices like early marriages should be discouraged. Give the time for the girl so that she can mature. The girls need to go to school. When they are sent to school, they're educated. They can complete that school life. By the time they have graduated, they will have matured and they will have been ready for marriage, for bearing children.
What do you see are the risks or the dangers associated with rape and defilement?
If this girl is going to school, will drop out from school. If she gets pregnant, she becomes a young baby. She becomes poor. She may be rejected by the family. She may be forced to go to that man who defiled him or her. And life is going to be very difficult for such a young girl. Cannot afford anything because she's not earning income. She becomes a dependent on the parents, causing more poverty. This young girl can end up, as I've already said, with obstructed labor. The effect of obstructed labor could be rupture of the uterus, bleeding, and the girl dies. As I said earlier, it could be abortion. She may go for induced abortion, which is not done scientifically, with a lot of infection predisposing this girl to various infections, as I said, with all the complications of abortion. She becomes a dropout. She will be denied in the community. She have no morals. She may result into this drug abuse. She becomes a smoker. She becomes an alcoholic. She may take up to prostitution because she has no means of getting income.
So what advice would you give victims of rape who are too afraid to speak out or to seek redress?
The advice I could say to the victims is that they should not fear. They should come ahead. They should fight for their rights. It has happened. They have to report to the authorities. And when they reported to the authorities, especially the parents of these young girls, they should not sit down on it. They should take it forward to the next level, where such a case can be identified, where the rapists can be dealt with, and they'll be charged accordingly. Also to the government, when such cases come to their table, they should not only think of some little payment, maybe sending the parents to go and solve the problem at home culturally. The rapist should be charged, and the victims have to be conscious. They have to be taken care of, because they'll be suffering from trauma for their life. If nobody takes care of them, if they are left like that without care, we shall be having other problems, even mental breakdown, depression, suicide, all this.
Any other message?
My message now is sexual gender-based violence is on the increase. Our girls are suffering. The women are suffering. What do we say as the government? What is our intervention? How shall we be able to bring this down? What I've seen also is the culture. What do we do about harmful traditional practices, as I say? Where do we go where we say this is a girl, this is a woman? What do we have to consider? Young girls and women have their rights. They are shy. They are weak. Please, my appeal is that men, boys, let's know our rights, let's know our limits, and let's know how far we want. Because they are also, I understand there are men also who are there, women and men I like who are there on the street who like to have sexual activities. Why don't we go for such instead of harming the young ones who are voiceless, defenseless?